Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're going to preview tonight's game between the Penrith Panthers and the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Obviously a number of troops missing from both sides of the field, to be fair, more so from the Penrith Panthers. There is no denying that. So a little bit disappointing that there are so many outs in this game, but you know, still going to be a cracking game. I'm really looking forward to it. Still a test for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. I mean, as much as I know they're fighting for a I think it's fair to say the Rabbitohs are locked into a top eight spot. They're fighting for a top four spot, and it's, you know, it's a good time to get the Penrith Panthers when they're missing a heap of troops. Personally, I think the South Sydney Rabbitohs will be a little bit disappointed that Penrith aren't full strength. I think it'll be a really good opportunity to test themselves. They've done well over the last month. They've done very well, to be fair. They're playing some great footy, but I think they would have loved to have tested themselves against the very best in this competition, the absolute benchmark just before the final start. But it will come in handy playing a weakened side if they do get the 2 points here in a close one that they might not have got if Penrith were full strength, then it will all be worth it. But yeah, I really wish we could see the South Sydney Rabbitohs as hot as they are right now and just playing such great footy. I'd love to see them take on this full strength Penrith Panthers side. Obviously, they played in the grand final last year. What a grand final it was. Unbelievable stuff. Latrell Mitchell did not feature in that grand final last year. He is in the side this week. He's been having just incredible form the last few weeks. He's been on fire. There is rumours about him carrying a groin injury. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't goal kick. We'll see how that plays out. They've still got Blake Taff on the extended bench, so there's a chance that he might still come out of this game, but personally, I think Latrell will line up for this one. Let's go through the lineups, though. That man, Latrell Mitchell, at fullback for the South Sydney Rabbitohs on the wings. Alex Johnson and Jackson Bolo, he moves out to the wing to replace Isaac Thompson. In the centres, Isaiah Tass and Campbell Graham returns. A huge, huge in for the South Sydney Rabbitohs here. I think he's one of the best centres in the competition on both sides of the ball, which for me makes him one of, you know, the top 3 to 5 best centres in the competition because he does it on both sides. Campbell Graham, a huge in there for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Cody Walker at 6. He'll be keen to have a big game here. Obviously, through the intercept in the grand final last year, I can guarantee you Cody Walker, being the competitor that Cody Walker is, he hasn't forgotten about that. And Lachlan Ilias in the 7 jersey going up against Sean O'Sullivan here. He returns. Tavita Totola up front with Daniel Saluka-Fifita with Damian Cook in the 9. Still no sign of Tom Burgess, which does leave a big hole for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. But over the last few weeks, I think it's fair to say they haven't missed him as much as I thought they would, which is credit to Demetrio and the South Sydney Rabbitohs. In the back row, Keon Kulamantungi and Jairo, and of course Cam Murray in the 13. And this is where, if the South Sydney Rabbitohs do win this game, it'll be off the back of these three. They've been incredible. Kulamantungi, he has just become an established first grader. It's like he's played 150 first grade games overnight all of a sudden. He's so impressive. Jairo, tough as nails, does a job for this team every single week. Cam Murray in the 13. I said it a few weeks ago and I stand by it. He's the most complete footballer in this competition. You look at the work he got through last week, and in the first 15 minutes, he put Latrell Mitchell through for 2 line breaks just with some subtle ball playing. You're more and more, you're watch Cam Murray and you notice more and more that his ball playing is improving. We always talk about ball playing 13s and we're very quick to say Isaiah Yeo and Victor Radley, but watch Cam Murray and what he's doing at the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Watch how many touches he has, how many passes he has, how he directs traffic around the middle. You can tell that there's some sets where he doesn't even touch the ball, but he's the most important guy on the field because he's talking to the forwards and telling them where to be. So keep an eye on Cam Murray. He's been sensational the last few weeks, and there's some things that stats don't show you, and this is part of his development as a leader that he's just doing so well at. The bench, interesting. Tane Milne in jersey 14. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a change there potentially for Blake Taff. Then you got Mark Nichols, who had a child the other day. I saw the picture. I didn't actually look if it was a boy or a girl, but congratulations to Mark Nichols. Saliva Havili and Harm Sele. Harm Sele has been fantastic over the last few weeks. I've been very, very impressed with him. But Totola, he's definitely been the leader of this forward pack. Their extended bench, Blake Taff and big Davey Mawali. Obviously, Blake Taff, if he comes into this side, it could be in the 14, it could be in the 1, depending on what happens to Latrell. Very interesting to see what happens with the South Sydney Rabbitohs as the day goes on. If there is any chance to Latrell Mitchell having a groin injury, fuck, you'd have to seriously consider pulling him out of this game. So it will be interesting. For the Penrith Panthers, at fullback, Dylan Edwards returns out of a body bag over the last couple of weeks. Brian To'o on the wing, and Taylor May returns as well. Now, Taylor May might be a rookie. It might be his first season of first grade, but fuck, he means a lot to this team, especially coming out of their own end. And this is where they can get a huge advantage on the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Alex Johnson and Jackson Paulo coming out of their own end compared to Brian To'o and Taylor May. Latrell Mitchell tends not to take too many hit-ups out of his own end, so a lot of pressure on AJ and Jackson Paulo, whereas you've got Dylan Edwards, Brian To'o, and Taylor May, three of the best coming out of their own end, and then you've got Isaac Tungo and Stephen Crichton as well. So big, big test there. Tungo and Crichton in the centres, as we said. The halves, Sean O'Sullivan and Jamin Salmon. We have seen Kurt Falls drop out of this side, so Jamin Salmon will line up at 6. They're starting to get some continuity between them, these two halves. They might not be fantastic, but the longer they play together, the better they will get. Moses Leota up front with Matty Eisen, who's still no sign of James Fisher-Harris. Appy Curacao wearing jersey 9. In the back row, Viliami Kiko and Liam Martin name. Now, I saw an NRL physio sort of say that he could be upward of 5 weeks. I think he said 3 to 5 weeks, but could return earlier. To see him play in this game, very fucking impressive. He's tough as nails, Liam Martin. So we will see if he takes his place. Isaiah Yeo in jersey 13. Now the bench, and this is really interesting. Mitch Kenny, Spencer Lenu, Charlie Staines, and Jermaine Hopgood. No Scott Sorensen ruled out of this game. We all know how good he is coming off the bench. We spoke about on Bloke in a Bar last week that when Liam Martin, looked like he was going to get ruled out for a couple of weeks, we sort of said, fuck, are they going to play Scott Sorensen? Are they going to start him? Or is he simply too good coming off the bench that you don't want to move him? A really interesting one. You don't see this very often in rugby league, but he's missed out. So the Penrith Panthers are really going to miss him coming off the bench. I think it puts a lot of pressure on Spencer Lenu, the impact that he's going to have through the middle. And this is where I sort of wonder if South Sydney are a bit more of a sniff. I mean, they're obviously favourites. And I think Scotty Sorensen will be a bigger loss than what people are anticipating. Jermaine Hopgood, I believe he's going to the Parramatta Eels next year. Keep an eye on Hopgood. I rate him. I think he's a pretty underrated young footballer. I think when he goes to Parramatta next year, I wouldn't be surprised to see him become a favourite over there pretty quickly. Their extended bench, Taruva and Chris Smith. You would have to assume that if Liam Martin is out, Chris Smith will come straight into that side. Taruva will probably miss out. I would personally have him on the bench over Charlie Staines, but we'll see what Ivan Cleary does with this side over the next couple of hours before the game. For me, I look at this game and I'm really torn. The more I look at that Panthers 17 and I think about Scotty Sorensen, James Fisher-Harris missing, the more I think the South Sydney Rabbitohs are probably well and truly in this. I think it'll be a tight game though. So Penrith with the line I really like. I'm betting on Boss Bet for this one tonight. Same thing as last week. If you sign up with the code GURU in your best interest, and if you put on a 4-leg same game multi tonight on the game, you will get your money back in bonus bets up to $50. So make sure if you're going to have a bet with Bonus Bet, with Boss Bet, you might as well make your same game multi 4 legs or more. So I've got my 4-legger ready to go. They've also got a special, which we'll talk about in a minute, which is really interesting. It might be one to avoid, actually, but The four legs, same game, multi. Isaac Tungo is an anytime try scorer. I just think that Panthers side, they'll obviously go pretty heavy at that left edge, and they'll be trying to get at Lachlan Ilias, who will be defending on the right edge for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Now, I know what you're thinking. You should be going Viliami Kikau. I understand your thought process there, but with the lines that these two run, you're just as likely to get Isaac Tungo going at him as you are Viliami Kikau. And personally, I think it'll be Isaac Tungo that will get at him. So I'm going to take him for an anytime try scorer to get outside. Lachlan Ilias, Campbell Graham's first game back as well. This Panther side, they'll be throwing a lot of different shapes at him, trying to put him in two minds. Outside him, Jackson Bolo. So there's no doubt about it. Campbell Graham is a premier defensive centre in our game, but inside him and outside him, pretty bang average defenders. So there's a lot going on for Campbell Graham going up against this edge that has just got strike weapons that all run every single line imaginable that have all got a little kicking game to them. It's going to be a lot going on that edge up against that South Sydney Rabbitohs right edge. And that's where I think the Penrith Panthers can score points. So I'm going to back Isaac Tungo there. I can understand if you go in Viliami Kikau, I can back that as well. But give me Isaac Tungo there. I'm going to go Alex Johnson as well. Pretty stock standard to throw him in. I think this will be a close game. I think both teams score about 16 points each around that mark, 16-14 or something along those lines. I think it will be tight. Alex Johnson, the South Sydney Rabbitohs, even if they don't win this game, you know that on that left side they are going to be strong. And if there's one player in the Penrith Panthers back line that you can sort of catch out defensively, Isaac Tungo and Taylor May, because they lack experience. But Stephen Crichton's the other one. Yeah, if you can force him to make a couple of decisions a few times in a row, you can catch him out. And that's where South Sydney will be going at. You obviously have Latrell Mitchell sweeping out the back of Cody Walker. I just think AJ, he will cross at some point. He scores in just about every fucking game of his entire career. Despite a hard matchup here, I do think that he finds the line there. So I've got Isaac Tungo, Alex Johnson. I've got the unders. As I said, I'm expecting sort of a 16-14 sort of affair. I don't think there'll be much in it. If you can get the try bet of under 8.5 or under 6.5, even 4.5, I really like that as well. But Tungo, Alex Johnson, under 40.5. And then the handicap, I'm going to take Penrith plus 3.5. I think it'll be really tight this one. I think it'll be decided by 1 or 2 points. Could be decided by 4, which could really fucking fist me. But I'm going to take the Penrith Panthers plus 3.5. Unders 40.5. Isaac Tungo, Alex Johnson. You can get $17 for that same game multi on BossBet. As it is, four legs. If it does lose, I will get my money back up to $50 in bonus bets to have another slap on Friday night footy, which I believe they have the same deal running for your same game multis. Now, with BossBet, as I said, if you sign up and your first deposit, use the code GURU, probably in your best interest. But they have got a special for tonight's game as well, which is an interesting one. And when I first heard about it during the week, I didn't mind it. Then I sort of thought about the matchup. They've got $4 for Latrell and Johnson to combine for 10 points or more. Now, the only worry is that, as you guys know, we've spoken about it, that Latrell Mitchell obviously has this groin injury, so we have to see if he overcomes it to play for starters. And then we need to see if he goal kicks. With a groin injury, it will be interesting to see if the Rabbitohs do let him goal kick. If he is allowed to goal kick, which you will know in the warm-up, if you just keep an eye on your TV or keep an eye on social media, you will see or not, you will see whether or not Latrell Mitchell is kicking in the warm-up. I'm not sure who would be the next best kicker in the team. You might see a Blake Taff come into the team for that role, but if Latrell Mitchell is goal-kicking, personally, I think this is a get-on. That's, you know, Alex Johnson's going to score a try. There's 4 points. Latrell only needs to kick 3 or 4 goals after that if he doesn't score any more points or if AJ doesn't. So if you do see Latrell Mitchell kicking in the pregame or you hear that he is going to kick because he might not, I think $4 for those guys to score 10 points or more is an absolute steal. They go so heavy down that left edge, it's not even funny. And Latrell Mitchell, fuck, he hits him sweetly from that side as well, goal kicking. So I would back that in. 10 points or more from Latrell Mitchell and Alex Johnson combined. You get $4 for that one on BossBet. But make sure you watch pregame. You stay tuned to social media to see if Latrell Mitchell is goal kicking. If he's not, it's probably an avoid for me. But if he is, it's an absolute get on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As always, though, guys, make sure you are gambling responsibly. If you are having a bet with BossBet, make sure you're doing it responsibly. Make good decisions there and bet within your means.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.